Then next, last chapter 10 of this book, The Magical Base of Los Andes, The Temple of the Inner Retreat. Keep in mind that each day of your life is a new beginning, as well as a new ending. This is where your option of self-realization lies every day, as during each instant in which you keep yourselves submerged in the living waters of universal knowledge. You have the means to be great and unlimited, therefore assume your life's commitment with this humanity, and you will see how much and how many of you will be able to help. Only this is asked from you, and nothing is out of your reach or even of your own benefit. We only suggest that you see the past errors of this humanity in a more positive and optimistic way. They can be corrected and even overcome with effort. And with such an unlimited inner benefit that you can end up actually loving everyone and everything that surrounds you. No, my dear son, follow me, because it is necessary for you to share a state of communion or maximum surrender inside the temple, where everything that isn't real ceases to exist, in order to give way to the true essence as well as to existence. We continued by crossing the small and special room where the magnificent source of energy was suspended, irradiating everything with the shape of a sphere. My sight continued enjoying itself with the gardens that now converge into some kind of a mound, on top of which I could see several columns that defined a small and seemingly circular hall. As we moved, the path brought us closer to the transcendent dome, allowing me to see with great clarity that was around on its outside. We were definitely surrounded by water, and I was even able to spot some fishes swimming by. In the distance, I noticed the existence of another type of dome, which was either far away or of greater size than the one I was in. Its interior could barely be seen, though it also showed some light coming out. That is one of the bases of the Confederation, said the Beloved Elder. It's a center of coordination and work, but above all, of support for the unfoldment of the transformational process that this world is undergoing now. This is the reason why you see so many spaceships, or, as we call them, UFOs, throughout this sector. Many of these bases are located in energetic centers of great magnetism, where work is performed in connection with the inner retreats. Such coordination is of priority because the development of this process is necessary at every level. In this case, the Confederation contributes within the physical plane, with a great scheme of work and assistance, while our job inside the retreats basically consists of the conscious control of energies and of the guidance of forces in order to re-establish the natural order of things. At this moment I asked, this is why I saw most of you suspended in meditation, right? The master answered, this is correct. Actually, most of our existence is not spent in the physical plane, but in planes of light, from where it is permitted for us to assist you in a permanent way. Our bodies require more from the energetic flow that comes from the cosmos and from the air that you breathe than from the substances of fruit that this beloved earth provides. Nevertheless, our diet is based on fruits and their essences and elements such as jellies and vegetable extracts, which we ingest as our bodies require. At this point, we were going up the steps towards those imposing-looking columns found on the top of that small mound. As we approached it, my senses sharpened, and I began to hear a pleasant melody that inspired the loftiest feelings in me, infusing me in this manner with the unmistakable joy of self-realization. Once again, I was able to observe the beautiful buildings that were decorated with gold works as well as with gold plates. I also saw great blocks of stone, on which countless numbers of carved figures and symbols appeared. Then the old master said, "It has been more than 5,000 years since all of what you now see was built, and it took place when this portion of the sacred lake wasn't covered by water. When the changes that propitiated the downfall of the ancient civilization took place, this center was protected from flooding, as you can now corroborate. It was done as in other light centers around the world, for the purpose of storing the knowledge that would be offered as it had been previously decided." We reached the summit, and I was able to observe the temple in its real magnitude. It had no ceiling and was made only of well-built columns that formed a circular space. In its center, I could observe a single object of unique beauty that hung from two small columns. It was made, like many other objects in this place, of the purest and finest gold. It was a well-polished disc that gave the observer the impression of being covered with a strange burning flame, which every now and then showed beautiful soft colors. Then the old master said, "This is one of the instruments with which one can count in the process of developing towards the light, because it gives to the disciple the change of consciously controlling the energies and of projecting himself to places of light that haven't been imagined by your minds. Just as this instrument enables you to know this universe, it opens the door to understand your own. Its use requires the development of your psychic and spiritual senses, all of which correspond to each of your physical senses. As such, you can find the clairvoyant, clairauditive, and their optic senses at your reach. You also have the power of syllables and words that you conceive as mantric codes, which, when applied as a whole, can make you go into a universe of realization without limits. As long as your purposes are oriented towards furthering evolution. Therefore," he continues, "extend your arms and touch the disc with the palms of your hand. Feel its revitalizing energy flowing through you. Gain access to the living source of knowledge and Unite there, my dear son, to the beautiful choir of that praises God. In that moment, the sounds, sensations, and perception of the ebb and flow that constituted life itself steered me towards the most hidden and undiscovered places of my own self. The light merged with me. Bad connection on the charging plug. Well, goes on, the light merged with me, making me feel for an instant I am source of life, as well as life itself. The light also made me feel that I was a grain of sand that could be conceived as an entire world at the same time. Syllables, sound, and colors flooded me, making me feel that I exist and that I am here, and I am in a vast and infinite universe. Also, I truly felt that we in fact act above as we act below, and that there were no such things as limits, because we only create them in our own desires during our development. If you give everything, we shall receive everything, and if you don't give at all, you shall not receive anything. This is the cause and effect. Give everything will bring you knowledge, wisdom, and much love. That was the last chapter. Next is a couple of pages named Epilogue. And I also read them in this same connection on the two pages, Epilogue. It was daytime and the sun was shining high. A ship appeared and hovered statically in the sky. This made me realize that everything had taken place as planned, and that of all the goals had been accomplished. The beloved master was standing by the entrance of the cavern, smiling once again, with a kind and miserly look in his eyes. What should I do now? What do you expect from us now? I asked one more time. To this master, Suryam lovingly answered, "We expect from each of you your surrender and from everyone your commitment, because only by fulfilling what each of you assumed to do, we will be able to continue speaking about change and evolution. We expect you to be the water and the vine as well as the branch, because without you, we would not be here announcing and reminding you of an engagement of love that took place more than 5,000 years ago, when it was agreed to structure this final plan." Then I asked, "What can we still expect from you?" He answered, "Everything and at the same time nothing, since although we will always be by your side, the effort shall always be yours. Do not desist, since we are fulfilling the part which is our call and duty. Strive firmly for your best purposes, and you will see that, in time, you will no longer expect anything else from us. You shall only feel a great desire to share forever in unity our common path towards the profound. Certainly, everything is in your hands. Everything depends on that with them. As a good artisan, you can turn clay into gold and darkness into light. If you want, you can make it, and if you act, you will be." Certainly it has been a long time since we absorbed this great sadness of man in his development has become entangled with the same old threads, and also how numerous schools of thought and religion have come forth, a fact which only reflects the lack of physical and spiritual unity. Half a page left. And continue. If you understand that this path is one for all, it would be sufficient to change your entire immediate future. If you understand that what separates one man from another is but a point of view of an interpretation of the teachings of many beings of life, but not of their life's examples, it would be sufficient for the new desired consciousness to be born among you. Such is the goal of the new man and the purpose of the entire plan, that you awaken to a new consciousness, a universal consciousness, that will make you recognize among everyone the essence that motivated you and gave you life. Such is the purpose of your presence here, for you to become filled with the sap of life that is concentrated in this place and reaches out to everyone equally. Therefore, take your true belongings, your true vestments, and go forth, beloved brother, following new path of the profound cosmic path of love. Complete in the clarity of a new universal man, by recognizing beyond every creed, religion, and color the essence of one same Father from whom we came and to whom we will return in the end. Then the day will arrive in which each of you will be known as children of heart, but old in spirit, ready in unison to take this truth together with the Confederation to the farthest reaches of creation. The old master's silhouette vanished once again. I can see the sun was shining in the sky. Then a spaceship made itself visible, and as I began to return from that place, something told me that nothing in this lifetime would ever be the same again. The end, then. The last few pages of this book is some illustrations. On page 91 is a drawing of the solar initiation. How that this happens on page 92 is a drawing on the temple inside the inner retreat of the lake. On 93 is a drawing named Going into Ascendra, Hubiana Posi 1980. 94 is a drawing without a name, and 95 is names the picture that spits the reception of the cesium crystals taking place near Viana Potosi in 1979. That was the last page of this book of Luis Fernando Mustayo Martins, which came out in 2008. A book with a lot of wisdom, which I have read here, and copies of the illustrations, the last ones I read about, will be following by this audio file.